going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Friday. Go see Marty. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. We back here on another Friday episode, and you know I'm super excited to be here, man. This is the best fitness podcast out, man. So listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. If you are returned, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. If you playback gang and you missed the episode, but you catch all the playbacks, I need you to hit the like button. And listen, man, I'm gonna tell y'all this, man. It's spring is here, which means summer is around the corner. You had 3 months to put that work in. Don't be trying to scramble calling AC Marty Fit. Can we do 30 days? Hey, Sweat Check, can we do... Rise, can we... That's not how this works. You're supposed to put your work in the wintertime and the fall time. And now we're supposed to be tightening up some areas. But don't be in here last minute trying to get it together. You've been watching the podcast for 2 years and still ain't get it together? It doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. So before we get in these comments, I got one more thing to show y'all, because I said I'm working on some content for my recent High Rocks race. So I'm just going to show y'all a snippet of it. Talking that ish to the camera.
Let him cook.
You heard, you know what it is, man. And listen, I thought I heard something.
Tochi's back.
Did I hear something?
Tochi's back.
I think I did hear something.
Tochi's back.
D5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper, I call that Beyonce.
Tochi's back.
Let him cook.
What's going on, bro?
That boy cooking, man.
We always cooking, man.
Boy cooking, man. It's only one source, man. For the telling that,
man, we putting that work in, bro.
Always, every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know what it is, man. So let's get in these comments, man. We're going to get to it. Wicked Scorpion, what's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Live on a Friday. What up, Hawk?
Welcome to the show.
SAG, what up? We got
welcome to the show.
Mona, what up, from the BX? What craziness you got for us today? You know I got some craziness. What up? What you know, Joe? What's going on? L. Bentley, tell folks all the time, summer body is built in the winter.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go. Yes, sir. Dang, look at you and Mo getting it. Absolutely. I wouldn't mind competing in the high rocks myself. One of these days, they look more fun than powerlifting, especially bodybuilding. I will say, I had a lot of fun. My legs was cooked. my leg went out.
My leg went out.
But I had a lot of fun. Oh, what's up, Quincy Nicole? Stop the cap. Dope preview. Thank you. Big Spider in the building. If you don't make a reaction video on Al Bundy, don't watch your podcast. Hold on. What? What is he talking about? So what's he talking about? It's unclear. It's unclear. All right. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. We're starting with white girls today.
How dare you?
Hey, listen. I am saying it, but hey, maybe we got to stop listening to white girls.
How dare you?
They out here promoting dad bods.
How dare you?
Telling dudes not to get fit.
How dare you?
And I'm not rocking with it. Tune, I'm sure you're not rocking with it either. Let's check it out, man.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Only reminder to all the men in the world who think that being ripped is hot. It's not, okay? Girlies like the dad bods, okay? Pudge is in.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother, guys. This guy stinks!
Guys, you can't fall for that, guys. You cannot fall for the pudges in. And I'm going to tell you why. And Tune's going to agree with me. Back. Tune?
Back. What you got?
They'll tell guys that the pudge is in, but they ain't me and Tune's DMs.
DeMarco.
They're following me and Tune.
DeMarco.
They coming to the gym with their man, leaving their man at the gym and coming in the room to interrupt me and Tune's conversation. Tuna, am I lying?
This is 100% no cap.
this is so true, bro. This is so true. But, you know, fellas, you know, besides that shouldn't even be your only motivation. But, fellas, we gotta want to stay in shape, right? We got to want to stay sharp. We got to want to stay on point. This affects every other area in your life. You can't just let yourself go because some woman said it. That's some super simp behavior.
Facts.
And it's only going to decline. Sarcopenia, testosterone, those things naturally decline your muscle as you get older. So, fellas, don't listen to this bullshit. Stop looking for a reason to be lazy. Stop looking for a reason to sit on your ass. Stop looking for a reason to not better yourself. What you got on that, Tune?
I agree with you 1,000%. You know, do what's right for you, which is maintaining your body, maintaining your respect as a man, mm-hmm. and maintaining your physical, your mental, the whole nine yards, right? Who cares yep. what a woman got to think about what she likes and, you know, what she's attracted to? That shit don't matter. Because at the end of the day, looks fade. You dig what I'm saying? So, do what you need to do to take care of yourself and stop trying to conform to the opinions of women and all these other people. That shit don't mean nothing at the end of the day.
Means absolutely nothing.
Be authentic, stay true, work on your body, work on yourself, keep elevating as a man, and you know, don't get lost in the sauce, you dig?
That's it, man. And on top of that, bro, like we told y'all the other day, man, anywhere you go, post office, restaurant.
Nope.
Auntie built bodies.
Nope.
All right. Fellas, this I'm sorry. As a man, sure. I wouldn't feel right just walking around like that.
Nope.
I don't care how much money I have. I don't care about none of that. Then they're gonna say, well, you don't got as much money as
Nope.
It don't matter. It's enough guys with more money than who you're talking about, not built like that. That give a fuck about what they look like. You feel me, Tune?
It's folks out here with billions of dollars who would trade their whole fortune just to be shredded.
That's facts.
Don't get it twisted. A lot of folks with money is unhappy, and they unhappy with the way they look. And if you ask them behind closed doors, folks with money, they would trade their situation in a heartbeat just be physically attractive.
Yeah.
And be shredded to the bone. So don't get it twisted thinking, oh, dad bod, that shit is not in style. You know what I'm saying? That's a control.
It's not, it's never was in style and never will be. It will never be in style, bro.
Never in style. Maybe if he was a simp, yeah.
I mean, shit, it's fit simps out here.
Nope.
Even simps getting fit now, man. The Simpics.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Simpkins. You know? But for real, man, fellas, this mentality got to stop. You know, what do this lead to? I hate to keep bringing this shit up. This lead to guys getting mad because I said personal trainer is supposed to be fit. Now they defending this shit. And he built like that, low-key.
Nah. He's not even built like nothing.
Nah, real shit. But yeah, man. Hey, fellas, tighten up. Get it together. You about to say something?
Nah, I ain't about to say nothing. Oh.
Get your gym membership. And let's keep this podcast going. And one more thing. Anybody defending dad bods and saying dad bods are okay.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And let's keep this podcast going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Hey, you know I'm going to tell the truth? You know I gotta go. Pumpkin dude is what he's talking about. I got it now, bro. Spider-Mo. Damn you, Jenny. Absolutely. Damn it, Jenny.
How dare you?
The 304s be lying. She probably going for a guy with the bag, but no abs and age, hoping he see it. Another conversation for another day, but you know I agree. Oh, it's Friday, too. I forgot to...
Happy Friday.
I forgot it's Friday, man. I forgot it's Friday, man. Happy Friday to y'all,
Happy
man.
Friday.
She probably got ran through by ab guys in her 20s. Yep. Folks with money have surgery thinking it'll make them look better. Ignore the capping and work out and eat right. And I'll say this too. I'll play the video one more time. Hold on. Come on, video.
My reminder to all the men in the world who think that being ripped is hot. It's not, okay? Girlies like the dad bods, okay? Pudge is in.
And I'll say this too. Me and Tune both played sports and went to school with women that look like that. They like fit guys.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
They're like athletic guys. We're just going to leave it at that. They like fit guys. Steph said,
Happy Friday.
What's good, Steph? Sucking at games, laughing. All right, man. Hey, let's keep this episode going. Tune.
Yeah.
You heard this exercise called thirst ups?
Let's check it out.
You never heard of thirst ups, bro?
Never heard of thirst ups.
Okay. Well, I'd be more than happy to show you what thirst ups are, Tune G. Let's check out thirst ups.
Brother, this guy stinks.
ladies.
Oh, yeah, ladies. Like regular jumping jacks to me.
Ladies, this is what we're going to do, ladies.
Band camp.
You either do jumping jacks or you do chest press. You doing them together with the restriction flow bands on your ass. All you doing is trying to show ass, and you trying to get DMs.
God damn.
Okay, ladies, if you want
God damn.
DMs, you don't have to do that. You don't have to jiggle your ass for the camera and put it on social media. That right there is serving you no benefit, and it's not getting you the body you want. And if it is, you show me the science that says thirst ups are the exercise to do
God damn.
To get snatched. What you got on that, Tone?
At this point, we've seen in more scenarios that we can think that we've seen it all. The gym is just overly sexualized, and women have taken it to a whole new level. They've taken it to a whole new environment for everything. Man. Ass, everything is. Every day is glute day. I'm just going to show ass in the tightest outfit I can show on my page. And you know, I don't blame them, right? I don't blame them. I blame these ninjas, right? Because
man,
they only gonna do what they think fellas is attracted to. You know, ninjas be thirsty. So all you gonna see is thirst ups.
Well, my thing is though, they don't have to do all of that too. If their goal is to get dudes, you don't have to do all of that. That's why I really don't understand that shit, bro.
I mean, they just using fitness as a new method.
That's crazy, bro.
Man, you already know, like, the fitness industry as a collective is just, like, it's overly sexualized. Dudes gonna show their body with no shirt on. Women gonna show the coochie cutter, Gymshark pant. You feel me? Everything with ass in the camera.
Now she's an influencer.
Now she got a tripod in her.
Now you got a tripod. Yeah, fuck out of here, bro.
A one brand deal.
Listen here, ladies. Thirst Angle. Javon Thirst. listen, it's no need for that. Where you work at? Thurston Care. There it is. I couldn't say it correctly. Thurston Care. Listen, ladies.
Thurston Care.
Thirst down. Thirst 48.
Thirst to go.
Thirst is chicken. Listen, thirsting bag. It's like, no. Ladies, y'all gotta chill with this shit, bro. This shit is corny. It's 2025. We no longer going for this shit, bro. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think OnlyFans sales is still up. But this shit gonna have to start going down at some point, bro. This right here, this gimmick is played out. It's getting ridiculous. And we not going for it. And then ninjas gonna keep calling y'all out. And ninjas, thirsty ninjas.
Shut!
Oh, wrong button.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Stop buying their OnlyFans, fellas. Stop buying their OnlyFans. That's all I'm gonna say. Anything else you wanna add to them? Because the podcast is really about to start.
Every time I hop on my IG Explore page, that joint look like a gym OnlyFans for real.
The Explore page is crazy, bro.
It be straight women just showing cheeks. It's crazy how many. I feel like the women is outworking the men these days. You know,
cheek mill. Memphis cheek. Ty Cheek Evans. Tachik Hill. Listen, man. Hey, yeah. We got to cut this corny shit up. You said who?
The Greek cheek.
Cheeky blinders. Cheeky blinders. Oh, man. Hey, we killing y'all today. Oh, let's look at Cheeky one more time, bro, and we're going to keep it going, bro. Let's check her out. Yeah, exactly. All thirst ups. Like, bro, this literally is not doing anything.
Yeah.
No, it's clapping for sure. It is for sure, but that's not a great exercise. And you're not a trainer. And ladies, don't go do that shit. Because if you show me doing that shit, I'm going to cook your ass.
That's not.
I'm going to cook.
Let him cook.
You're getting cooked. All right. Don't come on here with that bullshit. You're going to be on the podcast.
She can't do
if I see that. Huh?
She can't do hit cardio.
No. She's not doing hit. She's trying to get hit.
Dom the Monko.
She's not trying to lift. She's trying to get lifted.
Dom the Monko.
She's not trying to work out. She's trying to get worked out.
Dom the Monko.
She ain't trying to do leg day. She trying to use her legs today. She wants somebody to use their legs today.
Let him cook.
She not trying to do upper body. She trying to go upstairs. She not trying to do core. She trying to do more.
She's not trying to do bent over rows. She's trying to get bent over.
But it's all off the top. I was about to say something crazy. Oh man, this is the best fitness podcast. Cooking y'all today, bro.
Happy Friday.
Oh my god, man. Oh boy, rent must be due. Absolutely. All that for attention. That's for the after five hoes. It's definitely for the after five hoes. Live on a Friday. Women who post themselves like that have low self-esteem. Facts. Her trainer was definitely pistol whipping her cheeks. Bro, what?
Strike three, you're out.
How do you think of this? What are you good? The gym is Corn Hub. Corn Hub is crazy. Watch her play victim when she has a bunch of thirsty ninjas in her den. Yep, when 6'8 on you, when 6'8 in your face, don't say nothing. Probably. Oh, she definitely could be an OnlyFans model. Gold's Hub. That's crazy. She works at Thirst Watch. Thirst Watch is crazy.
Thirst Watch, right? Food over there too.
They got good eats. You know what I'm saying? Lemon pepper wings. Don't ask how I know. She goes to church on Thirst Sunday.
Big back activities.
Thirst phobia is rooted in racism. That's crazy. Hunter Thirsty Helmsley. Happy hour on a Thirst Friday. What's your occupation? I'm a thirsty fire nurse. That's crazy, bro. Thirst times a charm. She get paid on a thirst out of my money.
No cap.
Simps love this. Cheek Mills. Arnold Palmer ice cheek. That's crazy. She gets away by being cheeky clean. Add them to the Wednesday workout. Steph, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
She about to say, I'm in a bind. Oh, that's crazy, bruh. That's wild. Cheek performance. All right, man, let's keep it going. So black women say that racism is the reason they can't lose weight.
The diet don't work for you the same.
We hear all the excuses, right? And listen, we're not hearing it anymore. Okay, the next time y'all come to me blaming Trump about your weight loss.
Nope.
The next time you come to me saying black women are the most stressed about your weight loss.
Nope.
I'm just going to play this video. So, you know what video I'm going to play? You have any idea?
I have no clue.
You don't have any idea? Well, guess what? Guess what I'm here for? To show you what I'm talking about. That's what we're going to look at it. Let's check it out.
Taco Bell.
Burger King.
McDonald's.
Chili's.
Wendy's.
Domino's.
Subway.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hit them pizza. Folks. Yeah. Reverse.
Chili's. Or Chipotle.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Yeah, reverse.
Arby's.
Oh, okay.
Little Caesars.
Reverse. Hit them folks. Hit them folks. Reverse.
Chick-fil-A.
Dougie, yeah. Teach them how to Dougie.
Pan Express.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Popeyes.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Yeah, I cannot. I am dead right now. So.
No, Tune. Tell me what was racist in the video, because clearly,
what the fuck?
Not only did, hold up. I'm going to let you get your bars off. I'm pissed. not only does she have an abundance of time to go to all these restaurants and sit in all these drive-thrus,
it's Wendy's,
and order these cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
She's spending all this money, and if she ain't spending money, she's spending EBT.
What?
On all this shit. I don't want to hear nothing about racism. Black women are the what they call them, the what of the household, the glue of the household.
What?
So they're more stressed than men.
What?
Because men don't do anything, so black women are that's why they gain more weight.
What?
I don't want to hear none of that. Me and Tune know plenty of black women, moms, wives, whatever, in the gym, getting it in. The fact that you know all these fast food restaurants and can react to it just shows the big back habits.
Big back activity.
Leads to the big back.
Big back activity.
And it ain't nothing else. What you got on that, Tune?
I was confused. I just heard like a game show in the background. I seen Shorty doing all these TikTok dances and shit. This shit funny. It's funny.
So it's a trend. I didn't even explain what's going on. So there's a trend on TikTok.
Look funny as shit.
Yeah, it's a trend on TikTok with that sound. And so people are doing different things to react to the fast food shit. It's a lot of big back content. But people doing other shit like one girl did, it was some other shit the other day. I don't even want to talk about it. One girl was like, how I give head compared to it. It was a big back black girl and she was,
man.
Yeah. It's just some wild content. But yeah, man, that's basically what it is, bro. So
we've come to a point where black people, men and women, because I just won't single out the women, right, are literally embarrassing themselves at their own disposal for engagement. You know what I'm saying? It's like they have no shame. They have no, you feel me? It's like they don't care. They don't care about their self-image, right? You know, and I don't understand that, right? You putting yourself on the internet, and compromising situation, compromising your character, compromising your respect for what? You know what I'm saying? For likes, yeah. Likes and comments. You ain't
likes
getting
and paid. Comments.
Most of them ain't getting paid off this shit. It might be only a small handful of folks is getting paid from that content, but at the same time, like. You know, it just goes to show you the lack of respect in our community. You feel me?
People don't respect themselves.
Self-respect, respect for their family, respect for, you're embarrassing your family. I'm pretty sure people know your family, just not your big back ass. You dig?
Facts.
That's bad. It's sad, bro. It's really sad for real.
But it is sad.
But they want to get on the source for calling out the bullshit.
And say that we're tearing... They'll say that we're tearing them down, but literally embarrassing themselves, tap dancing for some damn fast food.
Shorty hit the reverse for this joint.
She hit the reverse. They hit them folks with smooth. She said,
Shorty hit the reverse twice. That shit.
Then she went to, I don't even know how he did that shit. He did it, and then you reverse it.
Shorty talented, for real, for real.
Then she did the you're a jerk real quick, and then she stopped. Then they said Arby's.
Imagine she put that same effort and energy into getting a gym membership or a high personal trainer.
Yeah.
Or taking her diet, you know, as serious as she's taking these challenges.
Yeah, she probably, you know what's crazy, man? A lot of our women, unfortunately, man, would probably have a very nice physique if they got it together. You never know after that double
belly.
You know, when they get rid of it, you don't know what it's gonna look like under there, man. So I'm just saying, you know. And it is what it is.
You know I'm gonna tell the truth.
And you know I gotta go. Let's get
a song. Dom DeMarco.
Those bands are ghetto, definitely give I Want Attention facts. She not getting a summer body. She trying to smash the
Strike 3, you're out.
Son. bro. That didn't even rhyme. We were doing, me and Tune were doing rhymes. This Ninja Mike just wanted to cut up. She was eye candy jumping like that, but she's insecure as fuck. Obese Sesame Street is crazy. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
bottom half of Barney costume. They gonna blame it on DEI, donuts, extra gravy, and ice cream.
Guys are full. Let me cook.
Hold up. Hold up. I gotta steal that, bro.
I gotta take a picture of that, bro. I gotta steal that, bro. Sorry, I gotta wipe my damn screen off. I gotta take a picture of that. You know that's going in the video next week.
Bars, Baldy, bars.
Next week, you know I'm using that. Tony Scorpio laughing. What up, Tony? What up, CC? Her face look like the ninja Sandra Bullock.
Strike three, you're out.
Her face looked like the ninja Sandra Bullock saved in The Blind Side. You're out of here, buddy. That's an arrest. Making fun of homeless kids and comparing them to big backs. The hair, no. Mr. Alexander, what up? What's up with her hair? Who's her hair doing? I don't even remember. Can she cook a decent meal? No, she can't cook. She was cooking dances, though. Just like that dumb cinnamon challenge. Big Back content will go away eventually. Yep, that's true. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. I gotta say it and be that guy. Y'all tell black women get it together, they get mad, but let a white guy tell it, they're all ears and we'll listen.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
let they boss tell them what to do.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Yes, sir. Black man tell them what to do.
Nope. Nope.
Black man tell them what to do.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Second, now let me stop before they cancel me. They behave like coons so white people can laugh at them, and white people love black people that make a mockery of themselves and losers. But they'll call me and Toon coons for telling them to get their shit together. In front of her pants full of honey buns she stole from Dollar General. Yep, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Stop the cap. That was my boy Mike. Hey, yo. You know we don't get no respect from our own. They'll listen to others first. Hey, that's a whole nother topic. All right, man. Hey, yeah. Real quick. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm going to refresh our memory on Toni Fine because we had to talk about her in the next video. So let's check it out. 1 second. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Toni, you good over there, brother?
Sir.
Let's keep it going.
Let's work.
Fat is not stubborn. You are. You refuse to eat breakfast. You binge every dinner and every lunch. So you're the stubborn one. But you look absolutely insane and you get fat again. Two servings good? Not for you. Two servings would be for two people. That's why you're the size of two people. Slow down. Eat one person's worth of food. 345 pounds, but I'm post-college football. Should I still lose weight? Yes. You don't play no
ball. We don't care if you don't play football anymore. Lose that weight.
Ball no more, do you? Rice is bad. No, it's not. If you eat a serving of rice, you'll be small. You'll look better than Meg Thee Stallion. But if you continue to bring six servings of rice onto your plate and swallow it whole, you're going to be bigger than a house.
Oh, wow.
Intermittent fasting, I think, is not a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Carbs, whether they're healthy or not, is irrelevant. I only care about how much you eat. When you get a meal plan, it'll tell you how much. Can cortisol sabotage you? No, but Chick-fil-A can. You have to stop being hungry. Eat before you get hungry. Okay. Why is weighing food necessary so you know exactly how much you're eating? If I asked you to go get a serving of rice, you'd bring back six. Keto, trash. 95% of people who do the diet end up gaining the weight right back. It makes no sense to waste your time that way. What you put into your mouth yesterday? It doesn't sound like you ate cortisol. It sounds like you ate a pizza. Slow down.
You see her cooking. Yeah, we're trying to get her on the podcast. That's going to be crazy. But. So, yeah, we're trying to get her on the podcast. But anyway, so we have a woman basically saying, if you listen to her, you hate yourself. So let's check it out, man. 1 second. Let me pull it up. Oh, and she's demonizing losing 50 pounds.
Your mother told you she loved you and your body when you were younger. You wouldn't need a woman like Toni Fine to get you 50 pounds down. And this is absolutely no disrespect to you or the people who have the mindset like you, but you needing verbal abuse to lose weight is a trauma response.
So basically Tony Fine getting on live telling these people that they need to lose weight is verbal abuse. Let's keep it going.
You listening to an influencer, specifically a fitness influencer, who disrespects you on the live internet over your body is a trauma response.
No, a trauma response is eating all that damn food. The trauma response is making a video with food on your chest.
Nope.
A trauma response is we can't tell the difference between your chin and your neck.
Nope.
That's a trauma response, but let's keep it going.
That woman makes money off of your insecurities. That woman.
No, she makes money off of saving lives. You make money off of your insecurities. You a big back TikTok influencer. That's your insecurity. You coming on here to help to have people make you feel good about your big back decisions.
That woman needs you to not like yourself. That woman needs you to have mommy and daddy issues for her to pay her bills. And unfortunately, my love, you fell right into the trap. I'm happy you're down 50 pounds. That is amazing. But if you needed to abuse yourself to get there, baby, you'll be up 50 pounds when you finally decide, I no longer want to be abused.
This is straight hate, bro. You sitting here wishing that she gained the 50 pounds back and putting that on her. This is straight hate. And if your big back ass is going to hate on somebody, if your big back ass, if you really deep down want to lose weight, do something about it. Don't make somebody feel bad because they doing something that you won't do. You want to sit around and walk around to the trombone? So you going to make her feel bad. You want to go to the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You got barbecue on your chest while you make the video.
It's barbecue in there.
And you want to make her feel bad.
And if y'all weren't so obsessed with losing weight so quickly and needing to get the weight off by the summer so you can pose in bikini pictures and all that other stuff, instead of losing weight in a healthy manner, meaning slowly and...
How are you going to tell someone, while you have food on your chest...
They gotta eat.
How are you going to tell someone how they supposed to lose weight?
Man.
And the only thing you lost... was your gym membership. The only thing you lost was not pounds. The only thing you lost was not weight. It was not kilograms. It was not water weight. It was not, what'd you say, liters?
Not liters, not fluid.
Not liters. And not body fat. But you want to tell her how she's supposed to lose weight. Let's finish this video.
Really? Probably wouldn't need Tony Fine. But enjoy that bikini picture, babe. I'll be in one too.
No, you better the hell no, you better not be in no damn bikini. You better cut it out. You better cut it out. But listen, man, this is the world we live in. Demonizing. Crazy. Demonizing folks for losing weight. Make that shit make sense. Don't listen to it on your fitness journey.
I don't know. She was eating animal crackers and cheeses. Big ass.
Big it looked like she was trying to eat an apple.
Stop the cap.
And definitely wasn't eating that, for sure.
Yeah, we know you're eating pig feet and chitterlings.
Stop the cap.
Folks got to be so careful who they listen to these days, bro. Like we just live in this soft-ass society where it's just like they making it okay for people to be below average, set below average standards, have below average requirements, do the bare minimum, if not worse. You dig what I'm saying?
And you know what, bro? Oh, go ahead.
Not only that, but we live in the most unhealthiest country, right? So imagine you pairing those two facts, the fact that we live in this soft-ass society where anything is accepted, and we live in the most unhealthiest country where they're promoting garbage, trash, and a poor way of living, you know, daily, yeah. Like it's a recipe for failure, for crashing out for sure.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, bro, the only thing you can have standards now for are, okay, let me rephrase that. The only thing you can have standards for that can exceed the norm is dating. Mm-hmm. You got big back men with these outrageous standards. You got big back women with these outrageous standards. But when it comes to weight loss and body composition, you can't have no type of standard for yourself.
Nope.
And they try to demonize you.
What?
And act like something is wrong with you. And that's the problem. That's the problem right here with the black community and the society.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But I always tell y'all, remember, you're gonna run into big backs like that. It, men and women do that on your fitness journey. You're going to run into people like that. Don't listen to them. Keep watching this podcast, the best fitness podcast out there. It is the coolest, the coldest, and the dopest. I ain't say that in the beginning, so I had to remind y'all and let y'all know. I had to let y'all know it is what it is. I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
The illest, the chillest, the funniest, the most entertaining, the most haters.
You dig what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? And we still do have the haters. They're still in my comments. People come back to my page, they'd be like, oh, all he do is talk about fat people. All he do is talk about black women. Hey, last time I checked, my skin is black. Last time I checked, most of my clients are black. You click that highlights tab on my page, it's black, mostly black women. So if anybody can speak on it, it's probably the guy who gets up at 3 a.m. to help black women every day. While your big back ass is sleeping in, not helping shit, you keeping black women fat. You got a big back fat ass group chat, and you keeping every woman in there fat. Girl, you good, girl. Put that bikini on. Belly hanging out all the bikini, and you encouraging them. But you mad at me for trying to help them get better. Make that shit make sense.
And the hands work. It's nasty and work.
Disgusting work. And disgusting belly.
Belly?
Disgusting back.
Fuck it, yeah, bruh. Huge back. You can land a plane on that back.
Nope.
Back
ass.
You know how they do the joke where they do the massages and they step on people's back sometimes?
I had that shit happen to me. My last massage, them Asians.
Yeah, big back so big they could get all their steps in for the day.
Down the Marco.
Nail on that back.
You said what?
So they can do 10K a day steps on that back.
Did you hit your step goal for the day? Yeah, I massaged all big backs for the day.
You know? Nope.
So I'm good.
So stepped all over these big backs.
Back ass. You hate yourself. That's why you make big back jokes. No, I don't.
What?
I don't. I hate your mindset. You hate your back.
And I hate your body.
And I hate, no, yeah. You hate it. That's why you're wearing baggy ass clothes.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
That's why your clothes don't fit.
That's why your clothes don't fit. First they was too small, now you get them too big. Because you're going to grow into the too big, then you're going to get bigger than that, then it's going to be too bigger. You too much bigger than you was at the beginning of the year, and it's only April.
Too bigger is crazy.
Yeah, too bigger. You're a 2Xer and you're too bigger.
At what weight does that start? That's 350 pounds? Where is that at? That's 350.
No, two bigger starts at 250. Now hold on. Let me cook.
Two
bigger starts at 250. This is why.
Men and women though, you guys.
This is why I'm about to break it down. Okay. It depends. If you are an athletic male, typically a former athlete, football, rugby, hockey, and you wear that 250 a certain way.
Even basketball.
And you're active. Yeah, some hoopers too. And you're active and you're still working out and you have muscle, that you don't count. But if it's a sloppy 250, too bigger. And if you're a woman, too bigger. I don't give a fuck about height or none of that. I don't give a fuck about if it go all to your ass and thighs. Too bigger.
Too big.
I said what I said. Ridiculous. She's tall though. She's 5'6". All right.
She's Amazon.
No, she's 5'6". She doesn't need to be 225.
Shit, hell no. He weighed more than a sword. He's not even.
No, facts. Facts. She's ruthless. Trauma response is what you do to the bathroom at work. She do this at work? If the shoe fits where, and apparently these motherfuckers got a lot of shoes in their closet. And I'm going to listen to Tony, who's brutally honest, or a woman with a platter over a woman with a platter of Big Mac foods with her chest being used as a table. Make it make sense. It's crazy. Trauma response is advertising bad habits and being proud of it. Yep. Has that back even tried to lose 50 pounds? What you think?
Nope.
She tried this, though. It's like, no, let me stop. What is she eating? Not sure.
It gotta eat.
But if I had to guess, she gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
If I had to guess, it might be barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
If I had to guess, it might be cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Big back hating and jealous because she's still obese, eating her food on a cutting board. She look full and hungry. Tony face stronger than Tune pull-ups. Yep, you're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
We're not slandering Tony Fine here. That woman is one of the Avengers. She's trying to save the world and the black community. We're not slandering her. Chocolate covered strawberries and Cheez-Its. That's crazy, bro. A big back fat ass chat. Yes. Yes. And they have them. Girls have come to me and complain about them. Yes. Mona, you hilarious. She is. Back so big, if they wore an X-Men jacket, a helicopter would try to land on them. Facts. 250 pounds for a woman is obese unless she's literally 7 feet tall, which is less than 1% of the population. Yeah, man. Crazy. Hey, man, let's keep it going. We killing y'all today. What? Are you, bro? Did you just call her a ninja? That's crazy, bro. You're out of here again.
Strike three, you're out.
What was the point of her video? Not sure. All right, man, we got plus size bikinis, man. We're going to stay on this topic. You can say I'm shaming women. I really don't care.
I'm 27. I'm young and hot. And listen, I look good. I'm 3.
Stop the cap.
150 pounds, but I just got a new bikini and I want to go to the beach. Let's get dressed. Most companies only carry tankinis or like really full coverage bathing suits. But when I saw that Cherry had a string bikini for the plus.
Ladies, y'all gotta have some respect for yourself. This is ridiculous.
Size girls, I clicked buy now.
Oh, she got cakes though.
God,
I was so freaking fast because y'all, some commotion for the bikini. This thing is super cute. And each piece was under $20. So affordable and.
Hey, listen, this take me as I am mindset, this shit got it. They got it. This take me as I am mindset is ridiculous, bruh.
Sexy. Next, we're going to add this beach cover up because I am about to go and
what you covering up?
Pick up some snacks, and not everyone needs to see all of this.
How tall is she? It says she 5'11". And 350 pounds. Now, if you use the excuse she's tall, I'm blocking you.
This is so cute. Definitely plus size friendly. It's kind of like a sweater, but it's like a beach dress because it has the holes in it.
Girl, that's a picnic table cloth. Girl, that's a bed sheet.
And it still gives a nice pop with my bikini. Last but not least, we have our beach shoes. These are actually Crocs, but they're sandals and they are
fat
so
ass feet.
Comfortable. I would normally wear regular Crocs, but these are just so much cuter. They have a little platform and they're just giving way more beachy vibes. The outfit is cute, but this is really short. It's giving more shirt than dress. So I'm going to put on a pair.
It's giving more back than clothing. Hold up. Them shorts big as shit. Hold up. Hold up. Them the biggest shorts I've seen in my life. She got the A1 mixtape tour shorts.
Nope.
Love track shorts.
Nope.
NBA NBA Street Volume 2 shorts.
Nope.
Come on, y'all. Where do you even buy them shorts? Because I know them shorts too big for big and tall.
Nope.
She bought them joints at Bigger and Taller. Them shorts too big for Lane Bryant. She got them at Four Lanes. She got them at Four Lanes and who's a Bryant, bro? Not Kobe. Who's a Bryant? This is a football player named Bryant.
Bryant.
She got them from Four Lanes and Bryant Westbrook.
Those guys are cool, man.
Pair of shorts to really pull the look together. I normally wear a size 3X, but these are from Alexander Jane, and these are a size 4X.
Oh, she got them from Alexander Jane.
These are the most comfortable.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Do not tell me this isn't cute. Everything that I'm wearing will be linked down below, so make sure you click down and check it out and repost this video so another big girl can find this in time for the summer.
She's arrested. She's going to jail. Yeah, we need to, this shit has to stop.
Gotta tighten up.
Gotta tighten up. This right here is pitiful. I mean, listen, ladies. Just because you can get your cheeks clapped. Because I know she's getting them cheeks clapped. She got a lot of ass back there. So it's a ninja loving that. It ain't these ninjas on this podcast. But just because a ninja will clap does not mean you need to walk around like that. The solution isn't to buy bigger clothing. The solution is to get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is crazy.
Because if you buy bigger clothing, clothing. If you buy bigger clothing and you don't lose the weight, you dig what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they're just going to keep buying bigger and bigger clothes, bro. That's a lot of pressure on your joints. Your heart is working too hard. That's why y'all be about to pass out after I walk up a flight of steps.
My leg went out.
I got a young client right now,
mm-hmm.
like 24. I just got him like a couple, probably like his first month. Will probably be his first month after this week. But dude's too young, bro. Too young. You know, 24, 300 plus pounds, 360 plus pounds. You know what I'm saying? You can see how it just affects his regular, like,
yeah, bro.
Day to day, breathing heavy, doing nothing. We ain't even do nothing, man. Breathing heavy.
Yeah, bro.
They're like constantly sitting down, got to take multiple breaks. I'm just like, bro, like,
yeah, bro.
You too young, bro. Way too young.
Way too young, man.
High 30 percentile plus body fat.
Mm. Yeah, and they're basically saying obesity, like people will say, okay, well, a skinny person can get cardiovascular disease. A skinny person could have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying obesity makes everything worse, right? So if you have a trash lifestyle and you're not, you know, obese, of course, you're going to be at risk for some things. But obesity enhances your risk of dying for literally everything. So, damn. You know, you're gambling with your life at this point, man.
That's not you know? Right there.
Yeah, man. So, hey, man, we just telling the truth, man. That's it.
Happy Friday.
There's definitely some Happy Friday activities, man.
Happy Friday.
Perfect. That's like never not going to be funny, but. All right, man. Where we at in these comments? Young and Hot, April Fool's was 3 days ago. You lied when you said cute and then said 300. Dusty Black Boy will be like, she thick though.
God damn.
Yuck. It ain't Halloween, but she built like a melted candy corn. That is not cute, and you're right. No one wants to see all of that. I know I would not want to see that at the beach. Not everyone needs to see all of that. That's the first fact she spoke since the video started. That circus music got me weak. You talking about this? Insatiable. Hey, Respucia 2025. Well, at least she had the guts to post this, pun intended. You're out of here, buddy. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
She went from more bigger to the biggest.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
She keeps showing her ass like that. It's going to make things more appealing. Go sit down. Oh, brother. Where did she get Andre the Giant shorts from? These shorts remind me of that movie where Jack Black was dating a fat girl. Was that Shallow Hal? But he really thought she was slim. Yeah, Shallow Hal. She's tall and has a large frame. Yeah, whatever. That's, David Banner from Def Jam. Fight for New York shorts. Hey, the Def Jam game used to be lit as hell. It's not cute. I said it. Tune will clap. That's crazy. That's wild. She like them aunties that be taking their nieces and nephews to pool thinking they still got it, but whole time, yeah, they be embarrassing. The outfit is cute, but girl. See, it be the girls like you, Tampa Nigerian queen. But it's still cute. Yeah. See, that's why they think it's all right. All right. She shaped like them joints that be at the pool at down Benham Park. Checking out Marty Friday leg day. What's up, DeMond? If you are 5'11", 300-pound woman wearing a string bikini, don't watch the podcast. I got allergies, and it was worse when I was bigger. That's right. I was talking to you about that, DeMond. Is he telling me how his allergies got worse? I forgot who I was talking to about that. It was you. That's facts. You adding pressure to your sinuses. Absolutely. She a green line 10, a Miami negative 10. When you're tall and fat, your problems are worse. Enlarged heart and guaranteed joint and back problems. Exactly. It always amazes me where the body decides to store excess fat in the body. Yep. If you're a bitter big back hating on someone who loses weight while using your chest as a table, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, that's the music. Exactly. All right, we got two more videos. We're going to play them quickly and get up out of here. Boys need some rest, man. Oh, white people, stop messing with people's tripods, man. Check this video out right here. So you see the girl here. She sets her tripod up or wherever she has her phone on. She's doing her curls, getting her video in. Now watch what this guy does. I guess she's using a machine as a, I guess, to stand up the phone. And he gets on the hyper extender, the back extensions. And he just decides that, white people, what are y'all doing?
How dare you?
I know y'all think y'all own everywhere, but I guarantee this dude don't own the gym.
How dare you?
He probably pay the same membership she pay.
How dare you?
What is wrong with y'all, man? This shit is crazy, man. Hey, listen, people are too entitled at the gym. You're at a public gym. If you don't want to share space and share machines, get you a membership at Equinox.
How dare you?
Pay $300 a month for that. Go to a boutique gym. They got them in every major city. Not only is this entitled, this is disrespectful.
How dare you?
You do that at the wrong gym, they're going to pull out the wrong 4-5.
How dare you?
You do that at Ghost, you're going to be motherfucking roadkill.
Yeah, and the simps, they waiting for something like this to happen.
How dare you?
They're gonna defend a thought. It's like, no, I don't know if she a thought. I'm just playing. Not even simps though, but just you know, gym is like a family community, bro. You go in there disrespecting women, it's gonna be a problem, bro. Fellas, cut this shit out. All right. This is corny, and you only doing it because it's a woman. Because I know who you wouldn't do it to.
Man.
And it ain't nobody on this podcast. And ain't nobody in this chat you would do it to. So that's some hoe-ass behavior. Weak-ass behavior. Bitch-ass ninja behavior. And you know I'm talking the truth. And you know I gotta go.
Dom the Monko.
How dare you?
Nah, real talk. It's always older white guys tripping. Older white guys be tripping at the gym. Oh, yeah, that video was staged as fuck. People are so desperate. They're actually staged. I don't think they're staged, bro. I don't think they're staged. I don't think that video is staged.
The tripod scenario?
I don't think it's staged, bro. No. I think it's real. And I'm telling you, I see wild shit in the gym all the time.
You and me both, bro.
I don't think it's staged, bro. He said, fuck your content. I bet both of them know each other. They came up with this goofy. I don't think it's staged, bro. Don't think so. Don't. Because the amount of people that really have a deep hatred for tripods in this culture, I don't believe it, bro. I think it's real. I would have did the same thing for recording weak-ass curls, hurting ass and book butt-ass.
Dom DeMarco.
Shut up, bro. Richie Station Vibes. I thought that video was a skit or a cubby. Maybe it is a skit. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, I always tell y'all, even if it is a skit,
yeah,
it's based on real life. It's based on shit that happens in real life.
Nope.
So don't ever think that just because something is a skit, it don't have a meaning behind it or a real life scenario or anything like that. All right. All right. We got one more video. This guy going to talk about his dad bod and how his kid reacted to the dad bod. We're going to check this out and we're going to get up out of here. You good, Tune? You up, man? Boy, struggling over there.
Happy Friday. It's been a week, man. Goddamn.
You want to go to sleep, bro?
Goddamn. You got one more clip, man. Let's see what you're talking about.
You got one more clip, bro. You sure? You can go to bed, man.
I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather right now. I'm getting crushed.
This nigga Tune over there.
Man, goddamn. These big back shots.
Tune, you'll be all right, bro. It's okay, man. Go to...
Big back shot to hit me with the Ozempics, man.
Look what Spider-Mo said, bro.
I'm off the Don. God damn.
Nah. Nigga's voice fucking up and shit. That's how you know a nigga sleepy. Wait, too, man. I love you, dog. You funny as hell, bro.
Baldy.
It's a goddamn stolen test.
Yeah, for real. I'm hanging in there, bro. I'm trying to.
Oh, shit. Let's check out this dad bod video so we get up off of here, man. And then we,
Let's see.
It hurts. My kid had dressing up for school day and she dressed up as me, dressed up as your dad day. Her outfit was funny, and then she put a pillow under her shirt to show my big fat beer belly. And in that moment I said, oh no, is that how you see me? And I've started to go to the gym every day since then. I don't care if everybody else sees me that way. I don't give a shit what you guys think. You're proud of me. I can't have you thinking that like this lack of discipline is healthy or normal, because it's not, you know. And when it was just affecting me, I didn't care. But I can't let her grow up and think like guys who look like me, that's correct. I don't want that, right? Because now I'm setting a bad example of discipline.
Ooh.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, shout out to him for making a change, bro. Realizing he got to do something. And sometimes it might take your kid making fun of you, your kid putting a pillow under their shirt, to make you realize you got to get your shit together, man. Kids ain't stupid. They know their parent is a big back.
Big back activity.
They know their parent struggling to get up the steps.
Big back activity.
So stop acting like these kids don't know, because when they get to school, the kids making fun of them. They doing your mama so fat jokes.
Nope.
Your daddy so fat jokes.
Nope.
So, you know, somebody was telling me how their kids be doing all big back jokes. You know who probably influenced that, but you know, and we're gonna say that talk for another day. But yeah, your kids ain't stupid, man. Anything on that tune?
Now, I respect dude for wanting to make the change. Me personally, I don't see what the change was. He said he's going to the gym every day. You ain't got a lot of us, bro.
Stop the cap.
It sounds good, but you look the same, probably not worse, you know, as when
you know. You know what he did to him?
Got him! Got him! <Got he. laughs> Got him! Got him!
That's how funny shit get.
That ninja tricked us. He lying like shit.
Lying like shit, ninja. He funny as hell.
Oh, man.
You know what's crazier? You know what's crazier? Like, let's just say, like, you in a grocery store, like, you in, like, a convenience store or something like that. And a big back be with their kids, and the kids be they stand and just stare at you like you some type of super.
Bro. That happens all the time, bro.
And they looking at you, you looking at them, they looking at you, then you look at the parent, and you just be like, man, you're cooked, and you don't even know it.
Bro, kids think we superheroes, bro. That's no cap.
Not for real.
No cap, bro. Kids really think we superheroes, dog. Shit is crazy.
The dude was right what he was saying. I ain't see no transformation though. He's
great message. Great message, but
you won't lie. Don't lie. Don't lie to sell the message though, brother.
Yeah, great message, but he definitely tricked us.
Got him. Got him.
The ninja tricked us. Listen, ninja, we hip to your game. We hip to your game, bro.
He can lie to us. He can't lie to us, bro. We see through that shit, bro.
Yeah, we're the source for a reason.
Got him! Got him!
Not gonna get the source with that bullshit. That's what we're not gonna do.
It's always the gym every day. Yeah, right, man.
You're not gonna fool us with that one, buddy. Oh, I got another video too. If you good, I got another one.
I'm straight.
You sure?
I had to shake the Julio.
But Tune gonna tell us he good. He gonna fall asleep. Then talk about some.
Got him. Got him.
Hey, bro. You had to be there around this time when that sound came out, in the Vine days.
Oh, for sure. Vine.
Bro.
Open the great, that jerk.
Bro, this was a classic sound, man. I know the young people like, what is that?
Yeah, oh yeah, kids today would never know.
And no, and people a little older than us like, what is that? Like, you got to be a millennial to appreciate that one, bro.
Vine, that was like straight college for real.
Beginning of college, bro. Real quick, off topic. Before we get to the video, bro. Dog, I was going crazy on Vine, bro.
Really?
I was, bro, junior year of college, I was going crazy on Vine. I was getting hella views. I was like, that's when I really started like getting my content creator bag, bro. Then my bitch ass coach. No social media, bro. I couldn't post on Vine, Instagram, Twitter. I couldn't do nothing, bro.
Doing too much. Our coach ain't never seen no weak shit.
Bro, but my Vine was going crazy. I was doing all, like, whatever the trend was, I was doing all that shit, bro. All that shit, bro.
Who ain't got no vision?
So that's kind of what make me want to do, exactly. Who don't got no vision? That's what make me want to do content now, bro.
Surprise. I'm like,
it was always in my blood, bro. All right, we got the plus size park hoppers tune.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot I had them on here, bro.
Worried about walking long distances on your Disney vacation?
Hey everyone, we're plus size park hoppers. We range in sizes from 2X to 5X.
There's only one company we trust when it comes to our theme park scooter rental, and that's Gold Mobility.
Walking 5 to 10 miles a day can be overwhelming, especially...
Walking 5 to 10 miles a day can be overwhelming.
Walking
to the bathroom is overwhelming for me. This is ridiculous. Let's finish.
Especially
it.
If you're in a larger body or have limited mobility. If you're afraid this will put a damper on your long-awaited vacation.
Larger body or limited mobility. She said that like she couldn't help it. She said that like she ain't lead herself down the path to get there.
Nope.
There is absolutely no shame in renting an ECV. Gold Mobility makes the process so easy from start to finish. You're able to book your rental online and customize what time and where you'd like it to be dropped off and picked up. They're so great at working around your schedule. Gold Mobility's flat rate pricing is so much more affordable than renting directly from the theme parks. And there's no need to rope drop the ECV counter and fear that they'll sell out. On the day of your drop off, they'll text you when they're nearby and when they arrive so you can meet them to pick up your ECV.
Wow.
They drop off to any area hotels, Disney and Universal, or your vacation home rental. They've even opened a location in Anaheim where we were able to rent an ECV for our Disneyland trip. Knowing that we were renting from a reliable company in a place that we weren't familiar with was so comforting. It was like having a little piece of home with us over on the West Coast, which is actually funny because we're not even from Florida. We're from Massachusetts. Their scooters are equipped with the longest range batteries available in the industry, and it shows, meaning you won't find yourself halfway around the road showcase.
All right, we're not watching the whole video. We get the point.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
People don't even want to fucking walk at amusement parks.
Apparently 5 to 10 days walking per day is overwhelming.
5 to 10 miles. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do at an amusement park, bro, but that's the world we live in, man. You can't fucking walk to the ride and stand around, unless you're handicapped. But if you can't walk to the ride and stand in line, you don't deserve to get on the ride. They lucky I ain't got my own amusement park. I kick their ass out.
Is that the only amusement park they go to? I feel like that's the only one I've seen them at. It's Disney. How big is that motherfucker? God damn.
Well, it's Disney. I mean, that's, we're not getting political today, but yeah, I'm not sure how big Disney is, but I think. She said they went to the one in Florida and Cali. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Let me, walking 5 feet is overwhelming to her fat ass. Yep. What's with these heavy-duty people at Disney? It's unclear. If you can't walk around all day, you don't need to be going. I'm down here. I missed a whole bunch of comments. My fault. Where we at? For real. Oh yeah, I said that thing was staged. I would have did the same for recording a week. Oh yeah, I think I read that. Tune off the Don Julio read that. Tune, you need some Don Julio. Kids always call you fat. I respect that. Kids ruthless as fuck. You know they're gonna tell the truth and you know they gotta go. Get some sleep, Mike. Mr. Gotham just got his teeth fixed. Oh, shit. What happened to Vines?
They shut it down. They've been shut that joint down.
They shut it down, but either TikTok or Instagram bought them, too.
Really?
I forgot which one it was. Yeah. Oh, brother. LMAO. All right, back to where we were. If you're afraid of your larger body on your vacation, lose some weight, dumbass. Sponsored by Less Brunches, More Crunches. Six Flags ain't going for it. Tune falling asleep again. Spider-Mo at your neck.
He came up to me today in a joint. He was like, man. He's like, you see that, bro? He's like, I heard y'all talking about the rope on the podcast. So I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, shit. Being straight up happy about having to ride a motorized scooter because you're so fat is fucked up. Exactly. What's up, Holly?
For real, Holly.
On the show.
Toonie to Celsius. Hey, Toon faster than this. Yeah, I'm fasting this week. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is we on day three with no... Toon's struggling over there. You still on the fast, bro?
Day five, no food.
Day five, okay. Yeah, bro. Hey, stay strong, brother. We know you hanging in there.
I'm going to break the fast tomorrow.
Twitter bought Vine. That's what it was, DeMar. Oh, I knew somebody bought him.
I didn't know that.
I remember Vines. How long was it out for? Vine was maybe out for a year.
Probably like 2 years.
Yeah, so. Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching, man. Any closing thoughts on the show, Tune?
If you fall asleep during the podcast, don't watch the podcast. I appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all, man.
Oh my God, bro.
You feel me?
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all watch. Oh, go ahead, bro. Ethan, go ahead.
This is the best fitness podcast out, man. The funniest, the dopest, the illest, the realest, the most entertaining, the most haters.
Man. Listen, bro.
Much more.
Bro, me and Toon be grinding, bro. It is not easy to keep doing this podcast, and I'm going to keep doing it for y'all, man. You know?
It's not.
Shit ain't easy at all, bro.
And we appreciate everybody that keeps tapping in with us every week. You know,
absolutely. So. Absolutely, man.
I could be anywhere else on a Friday. It's nice as hell outside, too.
And it's nice outside, yeah.
I live anywhere where we live. Most big backs are outside and already several drinks in. About to hit up the spot in a little bit.
Yeah, you know, them views dip in the summertime, man. So this that rough season. But hey, man. Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey.
The source.
That fast gonna have Toon snapping on motherfuckers by the thing he got Roy Rage.
Roy Rage.
Toon gonna be in goals like, stop talking to me.
For real. That motherfucker be coming up to me and shit. I'll be like, bro, I work the fuck out.
Duh. Funniest shit. But yeah, man, go ahead and follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Make sure y'all hit the like button, hit the like button, hit the like button. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. They do be yapping like a motherfucking goes. If you don't want to get better mentally, physically, spiritually, if you don't want to self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we live again Sunday, 8 p.m. Yeah, it should be 8 p.m. this Sunday. Again, man, appreciate y'all. Got a lot of content to work on this weekend, so stay on the lookout for the content. Like the short segments popping up every day. We're trying to have more videos pop up every day. That's what we're working on. And I'm going to catch y'all Sunday. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.